Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here. Hello, everyone. Here we go, as I'm putting in the chat, also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. And also my co-pilots, helping to anchor the energy, the light, also available to answer questions also in the chat room. So wonderful to connect with everyone, as always. And hello to everyone that's listening via iTunes and also the archives. And hello to all listening via Cosmic Dimensions, wonderful station of music, spiritually focused and metaphysical information as well. And we started on there. We still stream live through there as well. So hello, everyone. So a lot to connect with today, a lot of sharing. I do see some people already online, which is great. Really love when people call in and when you email questions. And we've got a lot of email questions to also, well, not a lot, a few to get to. Call in number 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad, and that gets you in the queue, which gets you on air. By pressing 1, that lets me know that you want to get on air. And also, hello, guests. Welcome. I know, you know, sometimes people say, who are all the guests? Well, some people don't want to log into the chat, which I can understand. It's sometimes just easier, right, to press play or whatever it is, or get the chat up, or some people are listening via computer, but they're not, you know, right at the computer, perhaps, you know, walking around or whatever. So that is totally cool. We love it. It's the more the merrier, right? So we've got a lot going on energy-wise, and I want to touch on a couple things. Definitely get to those that are on air, that also want to have questions or comments. We'll get to all of it. I do want to say, please keep emailing me where and how you listen to Awakenings. Got a nice little gift of a talk and a meditation that Paulo and I did. I thought that that would be nice. Paulo at Paulo, what is his email? I'm not sure right now what his email is, but some of you have worked with him as well, or gotten readings, and some of you know of him from the program. So let's see, Paulo Doro Maui, that's it, Paulo Doro Maui at gmail.com, best way to get in touch with him. And then another meditation and talk that I had done. So we're putting together a nice package. All you need to do is email at awakenings@selfandlight.com and let us know where and how you listen to Awakenings. Also, I'm thinking, and also, please like our Facebook page, connect there, and share. Share your pictures, your insights, whatever you want to share. Any happenings that you have going on or events. Really, it's more of a community page, so I post things as well. Sadie, our producer and assistant, posts things as well. But feel free to, or also, if you're noticing certain energy shifts or you're finding ways that you're coping, dealing, integrating the new energetic frequencies or the more expanded frequencies is another way of putting it, let us know. You know, maybe you've got a link to your blog or something that you're doing, or foods. One time I put a smoothie. I call it the shift smoothie. It really helps prepare the body to more and more continually be a vessel for these energies and allow these energies to imbibe the denser physical body, which is really only a quarter of who we are. It's a very small portion in this dimension in manifested form. So remember, we are multidimensional. We have multiple cells, multiple experiences, but Even on this earth plane, by the way, there some of yourselves may be in other areas, living out other aspects of your soul path. So it really does help to anchor in these energies. Plus, there has been a lot of, and I've been talking about this quite a bit in my soul path groups, that we're reclaiming these energies and reclaiming information other dimensionally. So we're calling all that in. So, and sometimes, you know, gifts, talents, beliefs, understanding, things that are more life enhancing and more supportive, we're drawing that back into this particular existence. And that's also helping to up-level and upshift our experience and expression as well as everyone else's. It's kind of a critical mass, if you will. And so that, and I am going to be doing, we are doing another Tele-Soul Path group. And that Tele-Soul Path group and workshop, it was just amazing. We had some amazing healings from people releasing asthma that had long-term asthma, heart openings, new career openings, directions, shifts in relationship. It's your infinite being creating that. I am helping to direct the energy. I'm assisting in the activation and acceleration. I'm working energetically while we're doing this, but we're cohesively coming together as a group and opening to the expanded energy. So it's each individual's own expanded energy. That's why the shifting is so varied. It's whatever that person really needs. So it's really you healing you is really what it is. So that will be, Nick, let's see, Saturday, where are we? September, 19th? Let me see what that is. I've been channeling this morning, so I'm not, 15th. I'm not, I'm in a different space. And I believe it's 3 p.m. Pacific time. So I will be putting a link on Facebook and in the chat. I was meant to do it today, but time kind of slipped by me. So you can always go to Michelle Mache on Facebook. That's the Awakenings Radio page. We'll have information, or you can email awakenings@selfinlight.com or awakenings, whichever is easier for you, @gmail.com. So a couple things to tap into before we get to callers. Again, that number 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. Let's see. Denise, yes, I hope you can make it from Australia. So, and you know, send me also topics, things that you also want to cover. I do, if I'm open to doing a channeling so I can answer personal questions also in the Tele Soul Path group. And, of course, I do a Soul Path group that is also in the Santa Monica, California area. Okay, so it's L.A. area, Santa Monica, Brentwood. It's in that little enclave, and that will be on Saturday, September, let me put that in, 22nd at 1:30. And I'm trying to put more things in. Eventually, we're going to combine the groups on some of the times. We have some really great things planned. I'm getting better at putting information in the chat room. Bear with me. I'll get more and more organized with links and things about my website and courses and other resources. So I do want to touch on something. We have had very, very, very intense energy shifts. It can be even looked at astrologically with the squares that we have going on, that Pluto, Capricorn, Uranus, and Aries, plus the moon energy, which I've been talking about and writing about. Not only that we had two blue moons two moons, which makes a blue moon in August, all that lunar energy. There is, even with the Neptunian aspects that are playing out right now astrologically, I say moon, I'm going beyond astrology. I want to say it's more of the our own moon nature or lunar nature, which is the emotional aspect of us, the unseen, that which is felt or sensed. What's happening is we're doing a much, much deeper level of cleansing and clearing of the astral plane, where these thought forms are playing out, that then if there's enough agreement, if there's enough of a resonance, these things become made manifest on the denser physical plane. I admit, and I forgot I had channeled this. A great client of mine and also a friend had called me and said, you know, you predicted this back in, I guess, 2003, when I first started doing these soul path groups, that a lot of people would be leaving the planet. It'd be and on a soul level that they're just done or they can't go on. And again, I talked about this last January, that we had a time between last January, and it's about an 18 to 22, and for some people, 24-month cycle. So it will be going into 2013, the beginning of 2013, where you have a chance to review your soul contracts. And this is also done on a very intuitive level, and guided by the subtle energy, where you're being kind of nudged or guided of where to go, or you're all of a sudden you become aware that you have choices or two choices. Which way am I going to go? What's with my heart really saying? What's the call? What's really opening? What's releasing or dying? So we've had quite a bit of people, and you've seen even in the mainstream world, in the pop culture, you know, or contemporary culture, people that have committed suicide. So you are seeing a lot of people with heart attacks, heart openings, a lot of physical, you know, manifestations of, you know, illness or conditions of illness, if you want to call it, or dis-ease, especially the head area and the heart. So what I want to say to you is if you're feeling that way, if you're getting, I even felt it, you've been getting caught up in that energy because it is very prevalent. It's like a mass leaving or exodus. My neighbor, knew somebody, and I briefly seen that committed suicide. This client of mine knew four people that had committed suicide. So if what I want to say is reach out, that's, we have to, you know, awakenings is the place to connect. Reach out to others if you are feeling like, oh gosh, this is just too much for me, or I can't do this. Find the resources, you know, Facebook, call somebody, reach out. This is why I'm also having these soul path groups, so that people are getting stronger, because these energies are very intense and they are dredging up old losses, the overabundance of uncertainty, people feeling that they're not very centered or their whole world is changing, or some people feeling that they're changing so much inside that their world no longer reflects, you know, who they are, what they're about. A lot of anxiety, Marley Kay is saying yes. And Bonna Polly, my heart was feeling weird a couple of days ago. Yeah, so heart openers, doing some alternate nose breathing, you know, helps also with yoga, dance, movement, spending more time in nature also is very beneficial. Anything grounding, showers, baths, multiple if you need to. Getting near those negative ions. If you're near a lake or a stream, go there. Go near go to the beach. Be near the ocean. If you're near a forest preserve, that has a lot of, you know, negative ions. And on the oxygen, make sure you're getting enough oxygen and opening. And also reach out. For Saggy, saying a dizziness. Sometimes, yes, can be dizziness. That's because there's just much more waves of energy of a higher, more expanded frequency coming through, which means it's actually moving more quickly. And it can make you a bit lightheaded as well. So there is a lot of anxiety because in the quote-unquote olden days, if you will, and I mean even 10 years ago, even if you were having drastic change in your life or critical change or at a crossroads, or you were having you were in an initiation period in your path, the outer structures were stable, or you had this feeling of this too shall pass and it'll get back to how it was. And so there is no getting back to how it was. So the thing to do is the spiritual principles that ground you, that reaffirm the truth of who you are and connecting with others, is so important because it gives that sense of connectedness, interconnectedness, as well as reassurance. And also the foods. Be aware of the foods that you're eating. Is it grounding you or is it causing more imbalance? So look for where there is imbalances, either in foods. Drinking a lot of water, keeping hydrated, decaf teas. I would say with the anxiety issue, not too much caffeine. You don't want to have, things that are overly caffeinated, because that only on a physical level exacerbates the symptoms. And the thing is that this denser energetic temple that we have called the physical body is having to be up-leveled. It's the same with our inner software, if you will. Our brain and our mind. And so the shifts are there as well. So we're having to do activities and have foods or sustenance that builds up the mental emotional body to be able to experience these energies, which is just more experiencing really more fully you. Marla K. put in the chat, thirsty. Yes, you may be very thirsty. I've heard that. I've had that a bit myself. I've heard from quite a few people that are doing my Soul Path group that they feel, as they say, that they're so thirsty that nothing seems to quench the thirst. What I have found is putting lemon or lime in water helps, and water that is more alkaline or oxygenized. And you can even get oxygen caps, drops rather, at a health food store to put in water. Over the summer, I got this concoction from a neighbor of mine that I've been drinking that's really quenched the thirst. Make sun tea, or just I took like 3 decaf green tea bags and made green tea, and then put in, you can use frozen lemonade, they have organic these days, and put like half in, and then I would squeeze 1 or 2 limes, and then lemon, fresh mint, and that was very quenching as well. And of course you could do it even with honey. And you could also squeeze, fresh lemons in as well if that's more suited to you. So just be aware that, there's a lot of shifting that is occurring mentally, emotionally, and on the physical level. And it's like completion. There's a lot of completion right now, completing those situations, completing those relationships, or getting them so they can either wind out or go to the next level, so that you're clearer, you have more of your energy accessible to you. So it's not hanging back on things, so that you have it more. And again, part of it is being able to be the reservoir of this. We're the receivers of this. This is why we're meant to be more magnetic, if you will. Marley Kay says, oh, good, that sounds a lot like what I've been drinking. Perfect, perfect. So a couple things before we will be getting to callers. That number again, 347-539-5122. Please press 1 on the keypad if you did want to get on air. Let's see. So now Nicole had a question, very personal. Nicole, you know who you are. I don't know how to say this. Saskatchewan? Saskatchewan? The move looks good. I would say, and thank you, love, love, love your show and guidance. You're so welcome, Nicole. Best if it's real specific questions to call in, but I am seeing more people. It'll be October, November. I would say a lot of moving, people moving, larger changes coming October, November, and through that February, March period. whether it's a move, you'll find a lot more things opening up, like, oh, I wanted to move, or I wanted this job, and it wasn't coming through, and now it came through. So this month, there's still a lot of that lunar energy. There's still a lot of that cleansing, clearing energy that's going on right now. People are still trying to get a lot of clarity. The puzzle pieces are still moving around, which they will continue to, especially with these shifts, with, you know, especially in through 2025 and 2030. I mean, there is a lot of moving around, but you will begin to get more individual stability so that you're placed in the new arena that you're meant to be in for your next level of focus and expression. And many light workers are now starting to get their sphere of influence, moving out of their sphere, from their sphere of experience, getting their sphere of influence. So their soul path, purpose, and more concrete direction as to how they can be of service. So that is another thing that is, you know, taking place as well. So if you're not sure about something, go ahead and wait. Let's see. Oh, and Lisa, wonderful to connect with you. Lisa J., I've always appreciated how you treat the people who listen to the archives as if they were listening live. You always welcome them just like anyone else. So thank you for that. You truly made my day. Well, you are. We're all in this together, you know, maybe on a different 3D, 4D time zone, but still all together. Okay, and then Kathy is letting us know, listens to Blog Talk every Wednesday. Now, this is wonderful, and I talk a little about the signs or animal totems. And Kathy said, I've been seeing a butterfly for the past 3 years. It's always come to my backyard and stays there for hours, not moving, a big brown butterfly. Could this be that someone has passed? Absolutely, or an angel bringing a message. Can you talk about this in your show sometime? Yes, and I was about to, and then I got a few more emails about animal totems. So we are going to touch upon that and also, of course, get to our callers. Yes, right now, you know, always, in the tradition, the shamanic tradition that I was trained in, the belief is, and I wholeheartedly from my experience believe this as well, not just through my training, but also through the experience that I've had, everything has a soul. And I don't care if it's a, you know, we also come from a group of souls, you know, resident souls that we all incarnate with. Some of them stay other dimensional, some of them stay etherically, but some of them incarnate on the denser physical plane with us. And that's why it's so important for us to connect at this time, with, especially with our soul path group, or soul pod, if you will, or soul tribe is another way. So I do feel that butterfly is a, it's also, for me, I get hope. It's a confirmation for you of your path and to focus on the life. And I do feel an angelic presence around, but I also do feel a male presence. So very often, you know, spirits that are on the other side that have crossed over, friends or family members or guides that we have, mentors, are connected to the elemental realm or the animal kingdom, the animal beings, if you will, and nature beings as well, and will use those, that physicality, will connect with those beings to deliver messages to us. So I do feel, yes, that is your father, not as the butterfly, but connecting with the butterfly, if you will, their pals. And that butterfly is the messenger, if you will, for you. So that it's a wonderful, wonderful confirmation of your life and your path. And to remember to be light. When things get a little down or you get discouraged, remember to think lightly is what I'm hearing. Think lightly and feel the light is what they're saying. Okay. Let's see. In Latin America, it is said that butterflies are the spirits of loved ones that have passed on. Yep, that's another way you can look at it. Usually the spiritual energy, they work or connect with the animal beings. It may not necessarily be that spirit reincarnated, but it can be that they're, because on the other dimension, obviously there is no, they're aware that there is no separation. It's just complete awareness. And they need to express or experience through that which is still in that denser physical form. So that's what that can be as well. Let's see. And then Karen is saying that she had a question. On the show on Wednesday, I heard a woman ask about the meaning of finding a feather. After work that day, I found a feather at my car. Interesting, because I'd also shared an experience when I was doing a shamanic retreat. That a feather had come to me, an eagle feather, an osprey to be exact, and a type of hawk, that's right, osprey, and that it had floated to me at my car at the Jimbo's health food store. So, let's see, she said, this has never happened before, and I don't know much about birds, so I didn't know what type of feather or bird it was till today. I looked out the window, and there's a hawk. Ooh, hawk medicine standing right in front of my car. Ooh, what is the meaning of this? Ooh, I love that. Hawk, one of my personal animal totems. And hawk is very powerful. Hawk has a lot to do with rising above the petty annoyances, rising above if individuals or you're feeling, whether in life, by situation or by people being held back or attacked. You know, if somebody's coming at you, it's saying to rise above. The hawks rarely get into fights. They usually just rise above. You know, if crows try to come at them, they just go to a higher plane. Any feather, any winged being, if you will, has a lot to do with the spirit realm, and that you're connecting to the spirit realm, or a call to connect more, or see the spirit realm within the material, rise to that or expand to that higher ground or higher nature. If it's coming to you, now also hawk medicine has a lot to do with being also an intermediary, similar to an eagle because they can fly high and see what's going on. They can see all sides of a situation. Sometimes a single feather can mean a new direction also coming in, or that you're receiving a new guide as well. Great questions. And for some reason with Karen, I feel like a new direction coming in, a new guide or a new aspect of self that's going to be guiding you. Look for that, everyone. Mentors, your own inner mentor. A new guides for new directions or openings. There's a lot of that right now. There's a lot of presence of other beings, light beings. I've been seeing it, flashes of other beings around, and Yoshi has been noticing a lot. Sometimes she'll just stare up about 6 or 7 feet above and just look up, and I'll see this flash of a light being. So we are in the time of the great transition. So the Elohim, the angelic realm, the spiritual hierarchy, the oversouls, there is so much support. The other expanded aspects of yourself coming into being. So if you are seeing through nature, you know, whether it's a rock being, other animal beings, a tree being, whether you're feeling drawn or you're receiving a message or you're receiving a sense of solace or stability or a sense of reassurance, that is the spirit of the all that is, God, that is manifested in the form of these other aspects of nature that we are also a part of. So what is an animal totem? It's a plant, a totem is an animal, a plant, or any natural object that is a certain representing something or serving as a intermediary or a helper or an expression of sometimes even what we need to be drawn to or what we need to integrate within ourselves. Sometimes it's our ancestors coming through. I had the other day, I was going through something, and I said, oh, I need a sign. I mean, this has got to shift. And two things. I had an email that was about worry. What was the email that and a former client had sent it? Something, and I scrolled on my iPhone, and there it popped up, just that one portion, which was kind of odd. You know, it wasn't the header. It was portion. Something about not wasting your time on worrying about what doesn't come into, you know, what doesn't come into form yet. Oh, this is my translation of it. And that even if it does happen, you will have had to worry twice. And then I found, I found a coin, but instead of a coin, when I turned it over, and I was drawn to it. I mean, it was in the middle, it was on the street, and I thought, oh, Michelle, don't pick that up. I thought, well, it's a nickel. And then I pick it up, and it's a four-leaf clover. So ask for those signs, those symbols. And let's see. Oh, I love this. Maggie put, all animal forms are the expression of source. All forms, everything is an expression of source. Now, just to touch on real quick, then we're getting to the phones. What is animal medicine? Someone asked an email to explain the difference between the totem. So a totem can be a medicine. Now, medicine is a remedy. It is what we need to integrate to shift something, maybe a quality, like seeing ducks. One time I was doing this shamanic workshop all about community and coming together and finding the soul, our soul group or soul pod group, and working with the resonance. And of course, ducks have a lot to do with that, as they are, you know, group beings, if you will, even if they go off in twos, but they usually are groups. So it has a lot to do with family. And also, obviously, all ducks, they pretty much stay together. You know, they stay within their species. So that medicine may be, ooh, I need to find that, or I need to integrate that, or how can I see that I am part of a greater whole or part of a community? So the medicine is the remedy, whatever, like finding that four-leaf clover, what do you need to integrate? Maybe faith, maybe trust, maybe the idea of that there is magic or luck, you know, if you want to call luck an aspect of magic or vice versa. So the totem will be with you. Part of your totem is, in a sense, your family of animal beings. Or, I'm initiated into rock medicine, so I work a lot with rocks and crystals, and can receive information or message just from those beings or aspects of source that are manifested in that way. So the medicine is the remedy. It's what you need to integrate, or what's being brought to you, or what that animal being or aspect of source as nature is bringing to you or gifting you or helping you with. Similar like taking homeopathic or a certain vitamin or supplement, it's supplying something for you. And so with that conscious awareness, having an appreciation and a gratitude for that healing, for that gift, is also an aspect of the medicine as well. Let's get to some of the callers now. Hello, Skype caller. You're 1111. You are on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, and what's your question?
My question is, I know that I'm going through a shift. I'm ready for a relationship, but I'm kind of questioning myself. It's like, am I making the right decision, or am I just telling myself that I am ready? I feel like I'm ready.
Oh, I love that question. Okay, what's your first name?
D,
okay. No, you're ready, and you're so ready that you're, you know that you're ready on some level, and that scares you.
I agree.
And by the way, you're ready for a deeper relationship. This is going to be a very deep body, mind, spirit, soul kind of connection. Not a fluffy. And there'll be laughter and there'll be lightness. I want to say I feel like it's not like today or tomorrow. Okay, you still have some time. It may be up to it could be between and actually maybe even January, February, that time period. Definitely somebody new coming in at that time. But then the guides keep telling me 6 months, 6 months. So it's either that one is first and then another one comes in that's the you know,
that's
life
the
partner. That's the one. Or the other one takes a little bit slower and turns into that. Because the 6 months from now is the marker is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
But get out there, socialize more too. They're saying start going out, but that's what it is. You're freaking out because you know it's coming.
I know, because I'm like, oh, I've done all of this work, and I
oh,
know that
yeah.
I am ready.
Oh, yeah.
So why am I questioning myself?
Yeah, yeah. You're ready. You're ready, and it'll be good. It's just you haven't been with someone for a while, so it's a little scary.
Well, I've had intangible relationships, so to speak, nothing tangible, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
So now
oh, yeah.
I am ready for the tangible relationship.
The physical form. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're calling it in. So what I want you to do, and I'm going to go to the next caller because I want to make sure we can get everyone, I hope, before a guest comes in. What I want you to do is I want you, when you're walking, when you're in the house, whatever you're doing, take a breath, and I want you to feel that being that's there already etherically so that you can welcome the energy even more. So you breathe in, feel as you breathe out. Feel them coming closer. Okay?
Okay.
Blessing.
Great.
Blessing. You're welcome. Hello, 602-943. Welcome to Awakenings.
You're welcome. Hello, 602-943.
Oh,
I can hear you.
Hi, Michelle. This is Chris. Can you hear me?
I can, Chris. Hello.
I can hear you.
Oh, I guess
You need to turn your radio down or your computer, whatever.
Yes, I did. Bless your heart. I've spoken to you before, and I so love your show. It's just absolutely amazing. I was just wondering, Michelle, if you could see any change in career for me and how soon it might manifest, and if you can tell me if what I'm pursuing will be good for me. And for all concerned,
yes, but you have more cooperation December on, and I even feel some decisions towards the end of the year. Are you deciding to go more into what you're doing or actually focus on it more? It feels like you're getting closer.
Well, I was actually thinking of changing careers completely, and I've I'm being called back for a third interview, but I'm just not sure if I'm ready. Pardon me? Well, I've been
you're not sure you're ready to change?
Right. I've been unemployed for 2 years, and my finances and resources are extremely limited. So there's a tremendous amount of fear, anxious, feeling mentally confused, disoriented.
What I feel is going to happen, you're going to take the first job, but I feel there's something else, yes, coming in for you. And it may be that you start this job and then you think, I've really got to do what I really want to do. Because it shows a second decision around the career. Does that make sense?
It shows a second decision, okay, around the career, okay. And when would the second decision be?
Well, I see more the end of the year. So it might be, because this is not totally what you want to do, right, this next job?
Well, I'm really not sure. It's something I've never done it before. I've been in administration before, and this would be retail.
Okay, but there's something else. The guides are going, you better push her on this. There's something else that you want to do, that you want to take a chance at, and I do feel take what's there. That's transitional. It's going to get you out there more. It's going to get you connecting with people again. But you are going to be making a decision. Let's see, is it going to be the end of the year? The end of the year you start kind of more thinking about it and what else can I do or career path. Yeah, more in so you're just going to be at the thinking phase of it.
Oh.
So take this. It's the next step. But there is something else that you are going to be doing.
And do you see any kind of a move for me? I mean, out of state or a change in residence?
Not yet. I feel that for some reason you're going to be thinking more on those terms of new direction, new career, new pathway. Maybe as early as the end of the year, that December, you know, January, then it shows again. And of course, you don't change quickly. So you think about things, you kind of feel it out, mull it over. So you're preparing. I think this job is about you stabilizing more so that you can prepare for more of a lifestyle of how you want to live. It somehow that belief needs to come up that you can live where and how you really want to and do what you really want to do. But this next job is key. It's moving you in that new direction.
And do you see me getting that job?
I need to move on because I got callers calling in. All right, Chris?
Call back in.
I just want to make sure we get to the other callers before our guest comes on.
All right.
Thank you
so much, Michelle. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Hello, Vivian. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
What's your question?
Okay, my question is, do you see me get a job? And I got a phone call from Walgreens yesterday, and they say they want to see me or something. So do you see me get a job?
You're definitely getting the job. It shows a new job in, new position.
Okay, good. It's going to be full-time, because I'm seeing the full-time. Do you see the government offering me full-time, part-time?
That I'm not seeing just yet, but it is showing a new career. It is showing new pathway. It is showing monies coming in, especially, I would say Sag time, the finances look better. So we're talking end of November, December, things are picking up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Congratulations.
Good. Thank you very
You're
much.
So welcome.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, Vivian. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Hello. Welcome to the program. Is it Lolly?
Hi there.
Lolly or Ellie? Lolly?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Lolly. Did you have a question?
Hi. Yeah, I've got a question. I'm currently working on doing a bit of a career shift, which is something that I think I'm supposed to move into. But I'm a bit confused because all of a sudden I've got a flood of work come through from my previous from my job until now, which is a little bit contradictory because I was hoping I might have a bit of free time to prepare myself.
No time for that. See, we don't have to leave something because it's you know horrible or it's not bringing us returns or money, or we can leave through you know a level of abundance. But I feel you're more in a bridging phase, so I don't see you yet completely leaving one job and going into the next yet. So I feel like you're still going to somehow be bridging the other. For some reason, you're not completely done with the other, where your current position.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what's coming up. And this other job, is that something you're doing on your own? Because I feel like there's more setup that needs to be done.
Yeah,
so you'll do it, but it's not quite yet. And by the way, those of you that are having these little, you know, abundance, experiences right now, that's put a little extra aside so you feel that cushion, whatever that means for you, so that when you're transitioning to something that you're doing on your own or you're starting up, that you have that. So it's a little gift from your higher self. Your higher self is giving you, so you're transitioning from a place of, you know.
A cushion.
Abundance.
Oh, that would make sense. Can you see any kind of time?
I do need to go to the next caller because soon our guest is coming on. But, thanks,
okay.
Molly.
Thank you. Bye.
Blessing. Okay, we're waiting for Lisa. All right, so let's, hello, 787-626. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. I'm so happy I was able to get on. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. My question is career related. I'm kind of feeling the way you were talking about in the beginning of the show, a little bit scattered. I originally had in the beginning of the year like a lot of synchronicity. I was meditating, and then I got sick with vertigo, and I don't know, I couldn't even meditate at some point, and I kind of lost track. So I'm not too sure where to even start. There's a lot of things that I would like to do career-wise, and I'm not too sure where to start with.
Here's
that.
Here's the thing. Handle the body right now. So what's happening for many is you're chugging along. Things are coming together, and then all of a sudden, vertigo or some physical happens. What's happening is your higher self is scanning and saying, what needs to be handled emotionally, mentally, physically on the denser body? What do we need an adjustment here?
Right.
So that doesn't mean, So it's kind of like cross training when you're, you know, going for a marathon or iron, you know, triathlon. You got to do the biking, you know, the swimming, the running. So each of those areas need to be handled. So that's what's happening. So those, I put it on my Facebook page, actually, the Awakenings Radio page.
Right.
It's so funny, I just did this. Very often our setbacks are the higher self orchestrating some things either internally within our body, mind, or externally within our life so that we can reevaluate, or reinforcing something, making those adjustments so that we can go to our next level.
Okay.
Very good question, though. Thank you for calling in with that. And try, you know, reishi, the mushroom. There's some drops that can help with balance, immune issues, and balance as well.
What is it called again? Which
reishi?
R-E-I.
S-H-I. Reishi mushroom.
So you think I should? So then I guess the universe is telling me to stop, take a break, and then maybe focus on the career again. On
do what you can. It may not be completely stopped, but sometimes it may be. Ooh, I need more of a break. I need to meditate or just walk, or maybe do some physical exercise, or maybe do I need to sleep more, or do I need to watch some movies or read and just relax.
Okay.
Take that space right now, especially that's what August was about, and September will continue to be that for the intense changes that are coming up October, November. So take the space when you can.
Okay.
The higher self will place a placeholder. You'll go back. They won't forget. Your guides will not forget where you left off. It's kind of like when you read a book, you've got the bookmarker. Yeah, it won't disappear. But you're getting the call that these certain areas do need to be handled or addressed.
Okay. I thought about that as well. I mean, it was just so strong that it just knocked me out, and I said, wait, this is a wake-up call. I need to pay attention to this. So, okay, great. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and Maggie in the chat put reishi or Ganoderma or Ling Chi mushroom. So check out the chat room. There may be some other information there as well. All right. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Great questions. All of you, some great email questions, great call-in questions and comments. And keep them coming at awakenings@selfandlight.com. Let us know, because, you know, I want to talk about and address what you feel is important as well, not just me, but what's happening in your life in real time. We have the perfect guest, as always. We always get the perfect guest synchronistically for what we're focusing on. We have with us today Lisa Beretta, who is a practicing astrologer, intuitive counselor. She's also a certified Reiki practitioner and a researcher in the fields of consciousness and psychic sensing. She is the author of the book of Transformation. Her previous titled book was The Street Smart Psychic, Guides to Getting a Good Reading. Those of you that want to check her out while you're listening to the program, you can go to lisaberetta.com, and that's LisaBarretta.com, and get a visual on her as well as some information on her. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yes, great to connect with you. This time it worked last time.
Yeah, I think it was a Mercury retrograde possibly the last time, and it might have blitzed out the communication.
That could be, that could be. But it's so wonderful to have you on the program, taking the time to share your insight with us, and especially in the light of the intense energy shifting and I guess repatterning of energy that's going on. So many people are being affected. Can we just dive into that a little bit? Can you share a bit of what you've been sensing or seeing with the energetic shifts that are taking place now?
Well, I think one of the most important things for everyone to realize is our sun, the giver of life, the main star of our solar system, is going through its own change and its own transformation. Over the past about 3 or 4 months, we've had a lot of activity with the sun, with solar storms. Now, research has shown that when this solar wind is headed our way, psi abilities increase, which could explain why a lot of people are suddenly feeling a little weird, a little uncomfortable. It's like, whoa, I'm getting these feelings, like what's going on? And if you haven't been exposed to the psychic realms or you're really not familiar with it, you may start to think that you're losing your mind, you're going crazy, or you're imagining things. But this is all a very normal part of the shift because there's so much going out in the heavens. And the interesting thing is Voyager, which they sent up years ago to just explore the solar system, is actually ready to, I think, pass through the photon belt, that area of highly charged plasma, to go beyond our own Milky Way galaxy to see what other stars are out there. And through my years of research into astrology, all of these stars, like our own sun and our planets, give off a frequency. And when you come right down to it, we're basically made up of frequency, so we're responding to the changes that are going on in the solar system with our sun. But it's really nothing to be frightened of. If you know what's going on, then you can ride that wave in and experience it as something new, and you look forward to it. But if you're afraid of these changes, that fear will shut you down and actually slow down your transformation. But the whole idea is we're all changing, and what it is, we're moving into a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. So if we all get on the same page, we understand what is happening, we'll be able to make it right through, and it'll be an easy rebirth for us.
So you're saying the fear of it is blocking, okay, you know, block or maybe repress the energies or hold them back?
Well, that fear is a lower vibration. And as an astrologer, I know that the planets all have their own vibration. There's the higher octave of the vibration and the lower octave.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking at a piano, there's high C, there's low C. So it depends on what you want to tune into. So, you know, as an astrologer, I know we all, you know, are, even though we may not be aware, if you don't have any astrological background, we're constantly downloading these frequencies from the planets and the stars. But if you're in that mindset, that fear consciousness, you're going to pick up the lower vibrations instead of the higher vibrations. So what it is, fear will block you. Fear is false emotions appearing real. And I learned a lot from when I took my Reiki course, that whenever there's an ache or a pain in your body, it's usually because there's some type of a fear or a negative energy that you're holding in your electromagnetic field that needs to be shifted and transmuted into something much higher. So that's what I try to stress to a lot of my clients and people who call me. It's like they are changing times. I mean, people are losing their jobs, their houses, and how do you say don't be fearful when that's going on? But the thing is, let's transmute that energy. Sometimes you're meant to detach from something that's keeping you in some place, and maybe you'd be better off in another place. And a lot of us, I know myself also, you get into that comfort zone where maybe you're afraid to make a change because you're comfortable where you're at. And by not making a change, you're missing out on a lot of opportunities. So it's how you handle different stresses that are coming about, especially now, like I was listening to your show, you said there's a lot more that's going to go on over the next couple months. And I think, you know, if people are aware of this through shows like we're having right now, it makes it so much easier to cope with things that are going on in their daily life.
I agree. And I think that's why, I mean, you know, whether through programs like this, you know, blogging, books, you know, Facebook, there's so many outlets to get the confirmation that at some point it is up to all of us saying, wow, you know, being noticing what is real, what is really happening, that this is going on, instead of kind of saying, oh, it's going to change, or I don't want to, because I think that a lot of people, I don't know if you found that, Lisa, were in that mindset of, oh, it's going to go back, or it's not really happening. But I think once people say, this is what's going on, what can I now do about it? How can I acclimate, or what do I need to do? Because they're getting the message, the heads up, right, that this is happening.
Exactly. The reality is the poles are shifting. I mean, it's a natural thing for the Earth to go through it. This has happened before. This isn't the first time. You know, the magnetic poles are shifting. So, you know, that's because we're in a different energy zone right now in the heavens. So the poles are shifting. So, of course, there will be some residual effect where, you know, earthquakes happen every day. We just don't hear about them because some of them are so minor to report. But now, because we're coming upon 2012, and a lot of people have bought into the fear of 2012, whenever there's an earthquake, right away, it's, you know, the destruction. This is actually a rebirth we're going through. So as the poles shift, you know, our own electromagnetic field is also going through a shift too, you know, which means we're coming into a higher frequency. We're able now to tap into more stations. It's like getting the best cable package you can possibly get. There's a lot more available, and you just have to tune into it. And it's exciting, I think. And I also feel that we're going to have a lot more come out about that much hidden and overlooked 13th sign of the zodiac, which a lot of astrologers don't even want to talk about. But it's very important for the transformation.
Can you touch upon that? I know there's a lot that why is that, not wanting to talk about it?
Well, this sign, there are so many signs. There are a lot of different signs if you look up the different constellations. You know, you have the dog constellation. We have looked at these 12 major constellations for years. We just looked at the 12. And a ficus was around, you know, back in ancient times. There have been a lot of theories that maybe organized religion didn't want it there. It carried a message. Nobody wanted to relate to it. But if you look at the little story behind it, and I know when I blogged about this about a year and a half, 2 years ago, a lot of my astrologer friends wanted to kill me. It's like, don't do that, because we don't have an ephemeris with a ficus, and now I have Sagittarians and Scorpios that are confused. And it's like, no, we got to get it out there. The time is right. It's a sign of very short duration. It's we chopped everything into, you know, 30 degrees, because it's easier that way. You know, let's just make everything even. But it's a sign of short duration, and it's the sign of transformation. It is the man who's the snake bear. He's holding a snake. And if you look at the sign, you know, for a doctor, the doctor symbol has a snake twirling up around it. Mm-hmm. Also, the snake has been very symbolic in a lot of our, you know, religious stories. Adam and Eve were supposedly tempted by the snake. And, you know, there's other things, too, that, you know, go on about the snake. But with the ficus, they said that he was killed, and then his body was chopped up into 13 different pieces, and his wife tried to put him back together again so he could regenerate. So basically what it comes down to, in basic astrology, Scorpio has always been associated with the sign of death, and then you get into Sagittarius, which is the sign of your spirituality. Well, what happens between physical death and reaching true spirituality? This is where Ophicus comes in, and it's a sign of short duration, because the way I interpret it is our transition isn't going to take hundreds and hundreds of years. I feel that we're going to make a nice quick transition. It's like an easy birth, if you know what to expect. From physical death to spirituality, there is that phase of transformation. And this is what we've all been going through, I would say, since maybe the late 1990s, when it really started in. This transformation where we're learning not to identify so much with the things that we have. A lot of people, if they don't want to let go and detach from the things that are too heavy and causing stress in their life, then a situation will present itself where you have to let go of it. You know, mm-hmm. So it's a sign of transformation. It's a sign of short duration, but it's here to let us know that let's just get through this, because after you get through the physical death, and that doesn't mean so much your body, it's like the material world, the way you associate yourself with the material world. That's really the illusion, because that's not who you are. They're just your toys to play with while you're learning. You move on to Sagittarius, the sign of Sagittarius, which is consciousness. That's true spirituality, because we're becoming less religious and more spiritual. And it's interesting,
and isn't
too.
And that is the higher consciousness, a sign of higher consciousness or expanded philosophies, right?
Absolutely, the higher mind. And the interesting thing is, that's the sign of the zodiac that's right there at the galactic center, Sagittarius. So everything kind of fits in. You know, we're approaching the galactic center. You know, we're going to line up with this new energy. We're approaching it. And in astrology, now, even though Sagittarius is the sign right at the galactic center, if you want to look at the precession of the equinox, we're coming out of the long stay in the age of Pisces, which was ruled by Neptune. You had religions, fundamentalism, illusion, anything associated with Pisces. I mean, Pisces is beautiful, too, because it's art, it's music. You had a lot of nice things going, too, but it got to the point where that Neptunian energy made a lot of things foggy. So now we're moving into the age of Aquarius, which is a golden age. And Uranus is the ruler of that sign, and what that does, you know, Uranus is everything lightning quick. That's our computers. That's our technology. That's space travel. That's being open to the possibility, but I know it's not a possibility. I know it's a fact. There are other civilizations on other terrestrial planets, because there are other terrestrial planets out there that can support life.
Absolutely. Now, so Lisa, you know, it seemed like in the last level with the Piscean era that, though we did experience, I agree with you, some of the higher octave, there seemed to be more of the lower octave playing out. Do you feel in this shift, this transition that we're in, that we will have more of the higher octave, you know, of, you know, every planetary expression, but particularly in sign, but particularly, the Aquarian age? Do you feel that there will be more of the higher octave that is ultimately expressed?
Well, that's what we're all hoping for. Through like the shows and the books and the material that's out there, it's your personal choice. Now, here's your opportunity. What are you going to tune into? If you want to tune into the higher octave of the planets, because they are putting out a frequency, it's not just a bunch of, you know, nonsense in your daily horoscope. It's real. If you tune into that, if you choose through your own choice, you choose to make that switch and tune into the higher octave. Then the higher octave of Neptune is, you know, the arts, the music, you know, the beauty of things. At the higher octave of Uranus is, you know, that lightning quick mind, humanitarianism, and that's what it's about. And it's about being together, the collective consciousness, because we all have to consciously now make this choice to make the shift. If we feed into the lower energies of, say, Neptune, that's the drug culture. We're going to over-medicate ourselves, or we'll run to doctors and get every prescription medication we can to mask the symptoms of the shift. Because a lot of people are experiencing aches and pains, and they go to the doctors and they take a pill, and it doesn't cure anything. It just gets rid of the pain temporarily till you take another pill. So, you know, we have to stop medicating ourselves. We have to be consciously aware that we're going through this. It's like a natural childbirth. And, you know, we don't want to get into the lower, vibration of Uranus either, because if we get into that lower vibration of Uranus, what that's going to do, it's going to make us erratic or bizarre or too fringe, too off the charts. It's about keeping a nice balance right now. And if you think of it as a natural childbirth, you know, you go through it, you're aware, you understand what's going to happen. If there's some discomfort, you know it's temporary, and the end product is something, the birth of a golden age. And that's how come in my book, The Book of Transformation, I fashioned the chapters in such a way where, you know, it's like a birth, and it's not just meant for women, because any man who's ever witnessed the birth of his child, or they all know about how babies are born, will understand there are different phases of being born, you know, the transition, the crowning. So this is what we're going through. And right now I think we're in that stage where it is. It's the last push before we get out there and to see what's ahead of us. It's going to be a better world for all of us.
You know, we just had someone in the chat put, I wonder if it's possible to over-meditate ourselves. And I'm putting, what do you think? I'm saying, yeah, if it's escapism, right? I mean, is what I'm hearing from you, any form of trying to escape.
Well, what we have to understand as we're going through, everything's changing. Our sun is changing, we're changing, our bodies are changing, our electromagnetic fields are changing. if we're still staying with the old school method, I'm not saying traditional medicine is bad. I mean, if you have a legitimate mm-hmm. condition, I mean, there are certain things that you need to take. But I feel a lot of people are on too many antidepressant drugs. They're not good.
Even they're putting their dogs on it, too.
Oh, dogs. Somebody told me to put my cat on Prozac because it's plucking its hair out. And I know it's because they're going through the shift. I left the cat alone,
yep.
and the cat's hair grew back just fine. And the thing is, anything you put into your body is a vibration. And right now, as we go through the shift, what it's important to do, if you're getting depressed or you feel nervous, I suggest taking B vitamins and magnesium. There are two really important things that you can take for the shift, because the B vitamins support your nervous system. And imagine that's your body's wiring. Our electromagnetic field is changing, so our wiring is you know, sometimes getting a little hot. So we have to keep, you know, keep this in. The B vitamins are good. You can get that naturally if you want to eat natural foods, or else take a B supplement. Just take a good one, you know, one that is, they call a fingerprint. And also magnesium is very, very,
yeah.
very good for the shift.
I've been taking that as well, magnesium quite a bit. And extra B, yeah, because B, that's one thing, I'm so glad you brought that up, Lisa, because one of the things that gets depleted, and you know this as a psychic, anybody that's been, you know, health, a psychic, but also involved in health and nutrition or wellness,
right.
knows that, right, that psychic energy really burns out the B vitamins. It really, you know, that expanding, using that expanded brain power and expanding the mind, where if we're living more and more in that state, that would be really important to take extra B vitamins. Thank you for that. That's a really, really good point.
Yeah, everybody
And also for the anxiety,
too.
I was just going to say, yeah. So for anxiety. The other thing I want to touch on, and also we do have callers, if you have questions that are relevant to what we're talking about, if it's in alignment to what we're discussing, or you have a question in regards to what we're discussing with Lisa, a question for her also in related to this topic, the call-in number is 347-539-5122, and go ahead and press 1 on the keypad. So before we get to some of the callers, noticing, you know, of course, as the veils, you know, so many veils have been dissolved, you know, which, of course, that is the aspect of raising our vibrational frequency as well. A lot of people, myself included, I'm noticing more and more light beings, other beings that are being helpful, more experiences with other dimensional beings or ET, for lack of a better word, you know, other non-terrestrial beings. How's that? Can you speak a bit on that, and if you see or sense that there will be even more of that taking place as well?
I've actually had a lot of clients, I would say, over the past 6 weeks especially, tell me about shadow people. They're like, I've been seeing shadow people.
What are shadow people?
They wanted to know about the shadow people. Mm-hmm. And what I told them is, and a lot of them too have experienced the blurry vision. The blurry vision usually precedes seeing the shadow people. I've been keeping a log of different people. This is my own personal observation, and I want to continue to follow it because there might be something here. A lot of people, as we go through the shift, we start to find we have these vision problems that you know, the vision tunes in and out. Some days it's blurry, some days it's sharp, some days it's okay. And this is even if you don't normally wear glasses. That's because as the third eye, the pineal gland, opens up and we get used to seeing energy and sensing energy, sometimes our physical eyes will go down in order to force us to learn how to use the other sense
like
that is opening up. For all of us. And once that opens up, and as it starts to open up, normally the first thing that you may notice are these shadow people. Now, you may look around and think, like, I just, you know, imagine something. Somebody maybe you think walked in the room or did something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. What you're doing is you're shifting dimensionally. And these shadow people live in a different dimension. Just imagine a dimension as a different neighborhood. You're actually taking a peek into this new neighborhood. And the shadow people are nothing to be frightened of. As you said, the veil is thinning. Some people say they're seeing ghosts or spirits. or even and their dreams are seeming very, very lucid too. Their dreams really aren't dreams as we know them, but we're actually doing a lot of our work outside of our body during our sleep phase, because when we're sleeping, we're shutting off the logical mind that tells us, now that can't happen, that's nonsense. And we're allowing ourselves to experience the higher consciousness, which knows everything is possible, all possibilities exist. And having this contact, and sometimes if you need information, the person you need the information from will show up. The synchronicities are unbelievable right now, whether they come through a spirit, a dream, or a stranger, or someone that you know. And if the more you open up and the more you're aware that this is going on, the more it happens. And it's really nothing to be frightened of, because you can learn to sense the energy. If you're dealing with a lower energy, you'll be able to, believe it or not, smell that energy as a foul smell. That's one way to determine, like, if you should go forward and be open to what you're seeing and sensing, or to back away. And everybody has their own sensing system, and as our we start to open up and develop psychically, the more these things will happen, especially the shadow people.
Mm. Yeah, there's been a lot. I noticed where you might see it like in session or when you're in that mode, but now it's like they're just right next to you, you know. And my dog has been noticing. She will like look up and like 6 feet, 7 feet up, and just like her little face, you know, her little eyes will, her head will tilt back, looking up, 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 and then looking around. And I'm like, yeah, I see it. I see him. I see
him.
Yeah,
the animals are very sensitive because, you know, they're used to being instinctive anyway and going with their instincts. Mm. I have a cat that will howl and howl and howl. Nothing's around. But I know that she's sensing something. So for all the listeners out there, if you have cats and dogs, I'd love to know if they're doing this also, because they're usually the first ones to pick this up because they are so instinctual.
Mm-hmm. Boy, do they ever. Okay, let's get to some callers. Hello, Tuesday.
I have my ding dong.
Okay, 203. Okay, well, you've obviously stepped away from the phone. Okay, let's see. 513-376, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hello. My name's Lindsay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hello, nice
you're
to meet you.
You're on air with Lisa and Michelle.
Hello. I had a question. I'm trying to figure out, like, where I should take my career path. I'm a massage therapist right now. I've been doing it for 12 years. And I'm kind of in a transition in my life right now where I have to think about my future when I get older and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. Now, we're not answering individual except for what's on topic, but maybe a general
or something
for people. Cause it's,
general. That's fine.
Okay. That sounds good, Lindsay. So that seems to be coming up for a lot of people right now, Lisa, that there is this one direction or another, kind of a fork in the road, or do I go for more fulfilling, or what's best for me?
Right.
Generally, what do you think people should be – how will they know this, I guess?
We're,
and then
we're
that will answer
for, yeah, we're all looking to be, like, more authentic right now, and especially what you do with the body work and being a massage therapist, you actually get your hands right in there with their energy, and you work with the energy, and you feel it. And for someone like you, it's probably very important to – know where to keep your boundaries so you don't pick up anything that may be floating around in their electromagnetic field. But the thing with you, I think you're in a beautiful line of work because light workers, body workers, and people that do any type of work, you know, to do with the shift are really going to be in a great demand, more so than
yeah.
ever, because as we shift, people are going to be lining up because muscle holds memory, and a lot of us are starting to purge these memories that have been blocking us from moving forward. And even though you're just working on somebody's body, you're moving that energy. And I know there's always a concern when you're self-employed like myself, well, what about the future and what about 401ks and health insurance? You know what? Don't even worry about that. Just do what you love. And if you love what you do, everything works out. And it's really not about attaching ourselves to, like, knowing that we have a certain policy in place, or, you know, you have to look for, you know, towards the future, but
anyway,
not get
right?
attached to any one outcome, because things are happening rapidly now. We're all in a phase of fast time where things are coming in so quickly. Look, I was at the store earlier today. The Halloween decorations are already out, and they're going to unpack the Christmas decorations. They're in the back of the store. So they're even feeling the fast time. The days are flying by, the weeks. It's unbelievable. But I'm just feeling just from you that even though you sometimes may wonder if you're in the right field or what you can do differently, someone like you, you have the opportunity maybe, I don't know, do you do any Reiki or cranial sacral work with people, or are you just strictly massage?
Lindsay, you're on air still. Hello?
Maybe we lost her, but if Lindsay, if you're still listening, you're in the right line of work.
Oh, there you go. Lindsay? Oh, no, she's there. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello?
Lindsay, you do Reiki at all?
No, I don't. I do trigger point therapy.
So that's releasing a lot with
that's
the muscle.
Yeah. Good. That's real good.
That's what I do, So,
nice.
I mean, I was just wondering how I could expand on it. I don't know. Someone told me something like I have some kind of psyche, because I'm trying to, like, build my psyche up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a gift, but I haven't, I don't know. I do, but I don't know how to explore it more.
Are you a woman?
Ah, okay.
You know, that's why I don't know if I should build on that or, like, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out
where to
go. Well,
yeah, I would think now, don't you, Lisa? I think now is the time to build on that, your gifts, if it's your intuition or psychic ability.
Yeah, it's intuition. Yeah.
I think you're on a real cutting edge, you're in a real cutting edge career. A lot more people are going to start to, you know, either look into this or, I think our healing is even going to take on, we're going to use different healing modalities and integrative medicine.
Holistic.
So many people cannot handle the side effects from the medication.
The medicines, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know? That's true.
Right.
Thanks, Lucy.
Okay, well, thank
good
you
point.
Very much.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, that was great. And I think that's true. You know, whatever someone's gifts are, if you're feeling it, why not explore it or reinforce it, right? I mean, if it's, your intuition or whatever those gifts are that are you're thinking of, should I expand on them?
Exactly.
And I like what you said. I agree with the body. And I think even more and more modalities that are kind of including and then going beyond our cognitive thinking, you know, that go into deeper levels of healing, especially within the body. Because as you said, that kinesthetic memory is there. There's so much that's locked in the body that now has to be released. And acclimating to these expanded frequencies, you know.
You know what, too? And everything is going quantum now. You know, we're finding that our healing is even quantum. It's like what we hold in that electromagnetic field, even from what we call past life experiences, and we're finding out they're really parallel because, you know, as we move into higher consciousness, there is no separateness, no past, no future. It's in the now moment. So the more we get accustomed to working with these energies and identifying that what the vibrational imbalance is in somebody. Because as soon as there's a vibrational imbalance, if you don't catch it there, eventually the energy will slow down enough, solidify, and show up as a physical problem. Because energy is constantly moving. But when it gets stuck, it starts to get hard and it causes a block. Just as, you know, water will run out of a faucet, but if you take it and you put it in the freezer, it's going to get harder and harder till it's an ice cube, and now it's solid. So look at your energy that way. And so you want to keep your energy moving. If you're not a big exercise person, I'm not, I mean, but just do something. Just, you know, walk around or you know, don't sit and worry about things. Get out and do things. Gardening is great or just even interacting with other people. Keep your energy moving because that's what helps keep you very healthy.
Good advice. All right. Our guest is Lisa Beretta, and her website is lisaberetta.com, and she is the author of the Transformation book, is that right? The Book of Transformation, and also the Street Smart Psychic's Guide to Getting a Good Reading. I like that too. Current book is the Book of Transformation.
Right, and chapter 7 in that book, I go into the changing role of light workers, all the new different healing modalities, how you can benefit from even aromatherapy. A lot of people have found that chapter very helpful because, you know, that's the big thing now. So many people are feeling depressed, and I call it ascension depression because we're letting go of these like old, tired ways that really don't work for us other than to keep us stressed out. And so many people are stressed out, I feel bad. I mean, you know, you have to, you know, really drive into them. That's what's going to, like, cause you know, complications and additional problems when you stay in that stress mode. You're, imagine if you're pulling a rubber band, you're stressing it and stressing it and stretching it until it's going to pop. We don't want anybody to pop. We're trying to keep you very pliable, and you just move. And, you know, there's so many things that you do that are so easy. You know, you can do them at home. You don't have to go out and buy a lot of equipment or expensive supplies. Something as simple as changing your diet or changing your friends if they're real bummers, you know. You have to know how to identify vibration. And we are, like I said earlier, the book also says we're opening up to our true psychic senses. We all have extrasensory senses. Just as the physical body has a sensing system, the electromagnetic body, our consciousness, our spiritual body, has a sensing system, but it senses energy and frequency. And now that we're in this higher frequency because of where we are within the galaxy, we have to know how to sense this energy and tune into it.
Good point. Now let's get another caller here. 818-222, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I experienced something.
Who are we speaking?
Oh, Susan
speaking
from California.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Okay, great. Hi.
I experienced something a couple years ago that really changed my life. Have you ever heard of an energy vampire or a psychic vampire?
Oh, I wrote about them in the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was with them for a year and a half, and I'm listening to you, and can you believe that I changed my personality, body, everything, and I was extremely thin, and after that, I gained weight.
Yeah.
The opposite.
Yeah.
It's like you have heard of this.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and you can do either, right? You can. I've seen people get emaciated, and then I've also seen people gain a lot of weight as a form of defense.
Yes, it's like you're protecting yourself. That extra weight is actually showing the physical world you're either putting up a barrier or you're carrying a heavy burden.
Well,
and
I also got dehydrated extremely.
I'm sorry, is that?
I got extreme dehydrated.
Oh, wow.
And what you were saying about the B, when they took my blood test, I had no B. I was drained of all vitamins. It's like I became a zombie. My eyes got lost their light. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was like, can you believe that something could happen like that?
Absolutely.
It's like,
yeah.
You can.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
Seen it happen. I'm not having it happen myself, but I've seen it with the effects. And it could be this dimension or other dimensional. Yeah. So you're doing better now, though, Kay.
Oh, yes. This new person in my life is like a healer. And it's like I've experienced something like loss of trust and anxiety and fear and all these things in one evening, all because I thought to myself, I still think this way, that I had to go through that to feel what my children went through because my ex-husband was abusive and he was a sociopath. So can you imagine from living with one person who was gaslighting, if you know what that is, do you know about mental, making you crazy?
Right.
And a scorpion, to meeting this person, and my biggest fear was when I found out he was a scorpion, he says, oh, don't worry about it, I'm a spiritual person. And he did Kundalini, you name it. And things just changed. I'm trying to get over it now, still, or it's been a year, actually, of, you know, it's just something, I'm writing a movie about it, mind controlling, because it's very odd.
I definitely heard about those energy vampires in the Book of Transformation, how just like the moth goes to the flame. Oh, yeah. The people who lack their own light will find somebody who has a light and attach themselves. They're like a parasite, and they'll drain you. Then they get into not only your spiritual energy, they get into your mind, which is the hard drive of your computer, and basically give you a virus where you start to doubt your own self-worth. Have low self-esteem, and it diminishes you to the point where you don't even want to get out of bed. The thing is, once you identify it, it's like, okay, then you go into the psychic self-defense mode, which I feel is going to be the karate of the new golden age, psychic self-defense, because everybody has to know if we're going to all open up psychically, you also have to know how to keep yourself protected and not be too open, you know, because there are some people who aren't balanced yet. Not everyone is going to shift at the same time. And if you're around somebody who's still, you know, neither here nor there, you don't want them to attach on to you. So it's about being discerning and discriminating as we go through this.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That discernment so key, you know, that and I find you touched on this a little bit ago, Lisa, where you said, you know, the sensory perception of the body. And I find that when we roll back, if you will, in time and contemplate, those signs were usually there. So it really is, you know, moving into that space where we're really seeing or feeling what's going on, and then, you know, like having that appropriate, you know, letting that awareness have that appropriate defense, you know. But you do have to get clear. Hmm?
It's interesting you say that. I have a client, and she told me when she first started dating her husband about 7 years ago, she almost canceled the first date. She had a severe headache, like, basically knocked her out, but she went on the date, she ended up marrying him, having a few kids with him, but then the marriage deteriorated, and she said, you know, as she was going through her own spiritual awakening, she finally realized, wow, that headache should have been a clue that, you know, read the signs. It doesn't mean every time you're around somebody and you have a headache, it could mean you didn't eat dinner and your blood sugar is low or something, but heed the signs. Your body will trigger you. Your chakra centers, they'll spin. They're your, like your car will have a check engine light come on if something's not right. Your body will show you when you're around something or someone or someplace that is not right. You have to be aware. It's like living in that state of awareness. Live consciously, not unconsciously, to get through this in a nice manner.
So true. And the thing is, it usually is we don't have that concrete, you know, oh, that's nothing, or like your client, you know, oh, I'll go, why am I thinking this or feeling this way, or it must not be that person. But it is. It's a higher self screaming at us.
Yeah.
Trying to get, no, no, don't go in that direction.
You have to be aware.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa, this has been wonderful. Thanks for spending this time with us. And we have been speaking with Lisa Beretta. Her most recent book is The Book of Transformation. You can find out more information about Lisa at lisaberetta.com. And upcoming, you know, I think you have a book signing coming up too, don't you?
Yes, I do, in Philadelphia Barnes & Noble. So if anyone lives or will be in the Philadelphia area, that will be October the 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Rittenhouse Square Barnes & Noble.
Oh, good. And it can go to your website if they don't remember that. But anybody in that Philadelphia or New York area or any of the other states or cities around there can meet you in person and get a copy of your book. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Come back whenever you like. All right?
I would love to.
All right. Take good care. Blessings.
Okay. Thank you.
And, of course, our guest was Lisa Beretta, lisaberetta.com, astrologer, intuitive counselor, and certified Reiki practitioner, author of The Street Smart Psychic's Guide to Getting a Good Reading, and then, of course, her most recent book, The Book of Transformation. Really wonderful to have everyone here. Hello, everyone that's still in the chat. Great to connect with you, as always. Continue to bring those where and how you listen to Awakenings. You could email me at awakenings@selfandlight.com or awakenings@gmail.com and let us know where and how you listen to Awakenings. Also recently happened to go to iTunes and saw the wonderful, wonderful appreciation and positive feedback about the Awakenings radio program. So those of you that listen via iTunes, if you take that extra minute or two, I don't think it's more than 3 minutes, to put a comment or what people can expect by listening to Awakenings Radio or calling in, let us know what you think about Awakenings. We do appreciate that life-enhancing feedback. So if you do listen via the iTunes or the archives, please also like the Awakenings page. Come say hi. Let us see, you know, who you are. Put a face to the voice or face to who you are in the chat or the guests that listen. Come say hi to Awakenings Radio on Facebook, and be great to connect with you further. As always, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake. And remember, we have the Soul Path Telegroup and seminar coming up. let's see, what is that, Saturday, September 15th, okay? So you can find out more information on that. And, of course, every Wednesday, 12 to 12:45, we answer questions, do readings, heal work, energetic work as well. And I believe next week we have Paulo coming back, and we're going to be doing some inner plane work as well, and meditations, and, of course, answering questions. So, again, thanks to our guest, Lisa Beretta. Thank you to the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as a chat room, also known as my co-pilots. So keep awake till next Wednesday. See you then.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.